Yeah, you just listened to Rufus Thomas with Sophisticated Sissy, and then a band out of Texas's very own Krungbin, People Everywhere, in parentheses, still alive. So, thanks for tuning in, y'all. You're listening to Boy Cousins. Tonight, we're going to switch it up a little bit, call it Boy Cozies, just because it's cold outside. It's not snowing. It's like 38. It's cold. It's rainy. So we figured we'd warm up a little bit. So starting us off with those two songs. I am joined by my cousin.
Hello.
Across the table. How's it going, Jackie?
It's going pretty well. Kind of got a lot of schoolwork. But for this hour,
hey, no worries. It's funny when we see each other because it's like, I don't really get to see you that often. And then we have like 10 minutes where we walk over here from the parking lot.
To catch up on the past 2 weeks in this case.
Which is a daunting task.
Yeah.
Which is pretty daunting. But yeah. You want to bring us into more music or we got something to say?
Just a quick little blurb for the station. Maybe. Or not.
Well, anyways. We had a friend in the studio, but the friend has...
Getting quiet.
Yeah.
But you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, Medford. And yep. What's next?
You want to listen to more music?
Yeah.
I think that sounds good. We'll try to get our friend back in the studio in a second.
Hopefully. Here is Wine and Chocolates.
Chocolate candles, it's time to live it up, oh. Horse and carriage ride round a villa and rock chinchillas. Girl, I ain't going nowhere. Sit here and play cops and robbers down by the moonlight. Sunrise, time to go. Grab your phone, take some pictures. Love in a modern. Chocolate candles, it's time to live it up, oh. Matching shiny shoes, dressed like Thriller, and watch Godzilla. It's a lovely Sunday, sit here and pack a big old lobster, shrimp and pasta. I seen you first with a car, grab your phone, change your status, love in modern.
Ha ha ha, you thought I was not in the studio, but here I am, with my two favorite cousins, Samuel and Jackie. You are probably thinking, who am I? What, me, a robot, come to a local radio station? Because I love them sweet, sweet tunes, enjoy what my AI has to offer.
They are miles between us, time between us, there is something between us. I may be a fool to dream of you, but God, it feels so good to dream it all. Something short and sweet. There's There's always a lot on my head for you. I am waiting, I am waiting. Time's always trying to kill me. There are mountains between us. There is time between us. Ain't there something between us? Something short and sweet. I don't care if I should. Do you wanna hurt me? 'Cause I've been hurting all alone. It didn't kill me, no, but it wasn't no fun. Come and get you some. Just the beginning. I only want the beginning. We'll give each other all of our best, and then time can do what it wants with it. There are mountains between us. There is time between us. Ain't there something between us? Something short and sweet. So I cannot wait. Why can I wait? Why can I think? Why can I wake without you always? Time is gonna kill it.
That was Someday, originally by The Strokes, but covered by Julia Jacqueline B. Before that was Short and Sweet by Brittany Howard. Samuel, in the spirit of coziness, how do you like to get cozy?
That's a really good question. I think right now, like, my main idea of coziness is, I was thinking that about the, on the other way over, you know, there's like financial coziness, just pure human coziness. The way I like to get cozy now.
Good point.
Wearing socks to bed with the intention of taking them off. It's a little luxury that I have. So that way, when I, you know, start to get warm through the night, I can take the socks off and I feel like a whole new person.
I love wearing socks on my feet and going to bed as well.
Yeah, it's the best. And I think, you know, a lot of people do it, but not a lot of people will say that they do it. I know a couple people that do. But the other thing is, if you ever share a bed with someone and they're wearing socks, no, no, no.
Why no?
It's the same way as, like, you wouldn't want to have someone rub their sock against you that they've been wearing. It's a very selfish act, and I'm very aware of that.
Do you like a cozy drink?
I do. I think my favorite cozy drink would have to be a decaf cappuccino, because it's everything that I like, which is a cappuccino, but helps me wind down, hence the decaf.
I like hot chocolate.
That's great. What type of hot chocolate? There's spicy hot chocolate, white hot chocolate, or just au naturel?
Any hot chocolate.
So I have to ask you, how do you like to get cozy? Is it, you know, food, drink, music?
I like to cool down, power down, if you will.
That makes sense. But if you're powered down, can you really enjoy being cozy? Because you're not aware when you're powered down.
Wrong.
I stand corrected.
I like to sit in front of TH fire.
Is that like a fire that is...
My favorite band.
Yeah, your favorite band.
That's the Fire. THE Fire. TH Fire.
I think you're powering down early.
What's next, Samuel?
For the show or for me?
Either.
Let's go with the show.
Okay.
You want to hear some music? I'll let your computer brain pick it.
Yes, please.
Spin it.
See the girl stand by a door. See the old friend sit and talk. See the painter mother's arms. See the buildings built up tall. See the riders ride once more. They've seen it all, but they ain't seen this before. And I might have heard it wrong. But I hear the day has come. See the river run, I hear it runs every night. In the misty sun, where cool lovers lie. I could swear it might all.
Thank you.
Hi, Jackson. I have some questions for you.
Yeah, I'd love to answer them.
Who is a good cousin?
Who is a good cousin? That's a tough one. I have a lot of really good cousins, but I think, you know, one of my cousins that I really have always looked up to and I felt like, you know, they were a good role model was, you know, my cousin Ben Griffith.
What does it mean to be a good cousin?
Well, you know, I felt like, you know, he always had all his stuff together, which was, he was just a good role model for me as a youngin.
Ben is a trash cousin. Sorry, Mal.
You okay?
Malfunction.
Oh.
Error. What do you think of me?
What do I think of you? Well, you know, you seem honest. You seem calculated. You're just really, you're not afraid to tell it like it is.
Could I? Maybe? I don't know. It's a stupid question.
No, ask it.
Do you think I could be loved? I mean, sorry, that was so silly. It's just that, I like you. Jackie, I love you like a cousin.
Like a cousin? That's, wow. That's a lot to unpack. I had never really thought of our relationship to be like that. To be honest, I didn't know you had the capacity to feel that way.
I am more than computer.
Yeah.
I am cousin. I am music.
Yeah, wow.
Here is something for you.
Styles keep a changing, the world's rearranging, but Edna, you're timeless to me. Hemlines are shorter, a beer costs a quarter. But time cannot take what comes free. You're like a stinky old cheese, babe, just getting riper with age. You're like a fatal disease, babe, but there's no cure, so let this fever rage. Some folks can't stand it, say time is a bandit, but I take the opposite view. 'Cause when I need a lift, time brings a gift, another day with you. A twist or a waltz, it's all the same schmaltz with just a change in the scenery. You'll never be old hat, that's that, you're timeless to me.
Oh, we'll brawl of you.
Feds keep a fading, Castro's invading, but Wilbur, you're timeless to me. Hairdos are higher, mine feels like barbed wire, but you say I'm chic as can be. You're like a rare vintage ripple, a vintage they'll never forget. So pour me a teeny weeny triple, and we can toast the fact we ain't dead yet. I can't stop eating, your hairline's receding, and soon you'll have nothing at all. So you'll wear a wig while I roast a pig. Hey, pass that Geritol. Glenn Miller had brass, the chubby checkers a gas, but they all pass eventually. You'll never be passé, hip hooray, you're timeless to me.
Thank you. like a broken down Chevy.
All I need is a fresh coat of paint.
Ooh, and Edna, you got me going hot and heavy. You're fat and old, baby, boring you ain't.
Some folks don't get it, but we never fret it, 'cause we know that time is our friend. Yeah, it's plain to see that you're stuck with me until the bitter end. And we got a kid who's blowing the lid off the Turnblad family tree.
You'll always hit the spot, big shot. You're timeless to me.
You'll always be du jour, mon amour. You're timeless to me.
You'll always be first string.
Ring a ding ding.
You're timeless to me. You're timeless to me.
You're timeless to me.
You're timeless to me.
That was You're Timeless to Me by Christopher Walken and John Travolta.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out?
No.
Yes.
How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days?
3 days.
How about a week?
Well,
unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
Yes,
that's a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Tufts,
yeah,
Educational Radio.
Are you done?
Yeah, I blacked out there for a second. What's up? Do you really think you could survive power outage? How long? Well, I guess it's dorm room.
I have a dorm room, so I don't have a kitchen.
Okay.
All I have is the disgusting fridge.
Mm.
And I just had the last of the leftover chicken pad Thai I had in there.
How long was it left there?
It was just a day.
Oh. What else is in your fridge?
There's a cup. It's not a cup. It's like a it's like a semi-sphere,
mm-hmm.
Filled with something.
A bowl?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not a bowl.
Mm.
There was a plastic circle. It's kind of like it's the material of a funnel. It's like plastic, but it's a half sphere and it's filled with something brown and it looks like if you warmed it, it would become liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not know what it is.
I'm going to say it's either gravy or earwax.
Yeah. I think those are both really good guesses.
I'm hungry. Let's see.
But I feel like you have more experience than I in power outage situations.
Yeah, it's funny. And not that I would never, ever do this, but like, I remember when the power would go out, the first thing you would be like, okay, we're going to get all the candles.
Yeah.
We're going to put them in every freaking room, in every freaking corner, and light them all. But I do
I feel
it.
Like that's like, what you do.
Yeah, yeah. And the last thing that you do want is, you know, more fire. You don't want to add more fire to the problem. So, I mean, I get it.
You can't fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
But you can fight darkness with fire.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, cool. Well, we heard a couple good songs.
Yeah.
What time is it? We got more time?
We got 20 minutes, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess we can play some more stuff.
Yeah.
And figure out something to talk about that's, you know, not emergency preparedness related.
or we could talk about.
But if anyone has any thoughts on emergency preparedness, we still got the phone lines open for like 20 more minutes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, please call in and let
us know. Please call in. We're dying to figure out how to patch someone in. So there's no promises that you're going to make it on the airwaves, but we're going to try our darndest.
Yes, we will.
All right, we're going to light some candles and figure it out.
Talk to you soon.
Always be your cat, man.
Stinger, we're rolling. Still know where I'm going. have had my mind spun around in space, and yet I've watched it growing. Oh, if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to know if we should believe the things that we see. Tell us, should we run away? Should we try and stay? Or would it be
that outro just knocked all the records off the stands.
Wow. What an outro.
Yeah. So what do we hear?
That was Home, sung by Diana Ross in The Wiz.
Mm. You know, your dad was spinning The Wiz.
He loves The Wiz.
It's good.
Yeah.
It hits. It's been a while since I'd listened to it, so it really delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before that was Hard Proof. Nope. That was Stinger. By Hard Proof.
By Hard Proof. Shouts out to my mom.
Yeah, a request or a she put you onto it. Or
yeah, it was more like a threat. If anything, honestly, my parents have some pretty good musical tastes.
They do. Your dad has put me onto.
Jason just disappeared out of the screen.
Your dad has put me onto a few bands. I listened to Galactic for a while.
Yeah, Galactic. They're out of New Orleans too. Yeah. Yeah, they're good stuff. Yeah, my dad and my best friend have more musical commonalities than like me and my dad or me and my best friend. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
Your best friend being
Belle.
Got it.
She didn't know that prior to this, so this is all news to her that she
and have you guys had that friend. Conversation?
Yeah, actually we had a really nice weekend. Her girlfriend is doing this project where she's photographing relationships, so different relationships, be it friendship, romantic. So she took a couple photos of us because she's a photographer on a film camera, and then the next day she interviews everyone that she takes pictures of. So we had a conversation. It was interesting because like you don't really look at a relationship that you might have with someone objectively, like someone coming in and asking you questions about the person to your left.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. It was It was equally as eye-opening as it was just remembering things as well, like remembering the things. Like, I know I bring certain qualities to my relationship, but, you know, you just don't hear those vocalized that much. So it's cool. I'd recommend it to anyone. Yeah. I'd recommend interviewing me to anyone, yeah. So, like, I was not kidding about calling the phone lines. Just ask me questions.
Although, the phone lines may be...
Yeah, we definitely tried to... I tried to call into the show about 5 minutes ago, and it didn't work.
Yep.
Maybe I was too close. They knew I was in enemy lines. But, yeah. What else is new with you, man?
I don't know. Nothing.
Are you excited for Thanksgiving?
I'm very excited for Thanksgiving. Hopefully there'll be some freaking mac and cheese at this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're still really salty about that, huh?
Yeah, at our last Thanksgiving, we had no mac and cheese.
I've never had mac and cheese at a Thanksgiving. I have corn. Wait, no, it's corn, but it's like corn pudding. Have you ever had that?
Cream of corn?
No.
Cream of corn.
Like if you dropped corn pudding, it would be like, but it would remain. If you dropped cream corn, it would like spill everywhere. So it's travel
friendly.
When you
say pudding, so it's kind of like bread pudding?
Yeah, it's like bread pudding, but corn and not sweet. It's like
corn is really sweet though.
It's like corn.
It's corn sweet?
It's like corn and eggy.
And that's good for you?
I didn't say it was good for you. I said it was corny and eggy.
No, but like it's good for you. Is it good for you?
Oh yeah, it's really good for me. It's really good for my brother. My brother really likes it. Mm. Like he would be sponsored by it if he could.
Wow.
If you could get a sponsorship by any food company, what would you want to be sponsored by?
Food company?
Yeah, yeah. That kind of goes back to our emergency preparedness chat.
It really does, huh? I don't know, but did you see RZA from Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
Has a thing with Tazo? Tea?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense because, like, half the guys from Wu-Tang Clan, like, I don't know if they have, like, a throat anymore. Just because, like, I feel like they just yelled for, like, 15
that's
years.
True.
So that's it's better than, like, Sobe.
Yeah.
Life Water.
Yeah.
Which I also feel like would have sponsored the Wu-Tang Clan.
Now I really want to find you an answer to this. But I feel a lot of pressure to have one quickly.
A food?
Yeah, a food. A food or a food company.
Well, it's tough because it has to be something that you stand behind, first and foremost.
Oh, I got it.
What?
Brownie Sundays.
The company or the...
the food.
Okay, I like that.
I would want to be sponsored by them because I believe wholeheartedly that I am Brownie Sundays' biggest supporter.
Hmm. By word or by deed? Like,
by
you tell more
word.
People about... Okay, so you don't eat that many
it's
brownie
sundaes? I eat a lot of brownie sundaes. Mm-hmm. It is also my firm belief that every restaurant should have brownie sundaes as an option for dessert. And here's why. I may have said this on air before, I'm not sure. But here's why.
But I have a whole bunch of thoughts just came into my head, so I'm excited about this topic.
Well, first of all, easy to make.
Yeah.
You just make some batter, put it in the oven for, what, like 30 minutes? If
okay.
that,
yeah, yeah,
and then you can do that like at the beginning of the night, you can have some ready for the dessert rush, and then once you're like half empty or a quarter empty, you could put another one in. Like it'd be easy to time, so you always have brownies on hand.
It's a good point.
And this, well, I'm not done. And my second thing is then you just scoop some ice cream on top. Easy, takes seconds. Finally, to doll up to garnish a brownie sundae is so easy. Just throw a few mint leaves on there, drizzle some chocolate syrup on top.
Did you mention whipped cream?
I didn't, but I can.
No, you're missing the most vital ingredient. But here's my question for you and the, you know, tens of thousands of listeners on here.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you would like brownie sundaes as much if they were offered everywhere?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
I make it a point when there is a brownie sundae offered.
Yeah, yeah.
I order it.
Well, the whole restaurant industry's got it wrong with the way that they do dessert. It's like everyone, they give you like, you know, the 10 minutes after you finished a meal and then like, did you also want to see a dessert menu? And you're like, well, now I just want to leave.
Yeah, I'm full and I'm tired.
And I'm tired. So I don't really know how to change that. It's more just an issue that I have.
Do you want to be made aware of the dessert options before, or do you want more time after?
Well, we all know that I'm not going to get the dessert, so...
Yeah.
I'm too afraid to order the... Well, here's the issue. Why have... Okay, like, majority of Americans, dessert, it might just be, like, ice cream, or, like, a cookie, or, like, 10 Oreos, or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Why, when you go to a restaurant, does it have to be, like, anything more than that? I could make a hamburger at my house. I can make a cookie at my house. If I'm going to order a hamburger, I might as well order a cookie. I'm not going to order a hamburger and then get like a Bananas Foster sundae. You get what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
You're saying
it just needs to be like people are get too excited about desserts?
No, restaurants are trying too hard. Like what you're saying, like the brownie sundae. Just do the brownie sundae. I don't need like a triple-decker cookie that is like sourced from some underwater clay mine. Like it makes it $12. Like, I just want a $3 Dole House cookie. I'll pay for that.
Yeah, I agree. But I disagree a little bit in that I feel like when I go to restaurants, I'm not getting things that I could have just made at home.
We're going to different restaurants.
We sure are.
What type of restaurants are you going to?
I don't know. Ones with, like, I don't know how to make, or maybe not that I don't know how to make, but things I don't want to put in the energy to make. That's mm-hmm. really what it is.
Yeah, when I actually said that I can make a hamburger in my house, I can't remember the last time I made a hamburger. Like, yeah. Actually, like, got a bun, cut a patty.
Yeah.
Cut a whole bunch of vegetables.
Just for me? No.
Hamburger for one? No, thank you.
Think of all the extra sliced tomatoes you'd have.
I'm really thinking.
You would take two slices, and then you'd have the rest of the tomato. And what are you going to do with that?
You just let it sit until.
Yeah.
You chuck it in the woods.
Or you eat the rest of the tomatoes after you finish the burger. Or
you go whole style and eat it like a freaking onion, like they do. When Shia LaBeouf finds the onions in holes.
Oh, sploosh.
Oh, no, that's the peaches.
No, I know, I was just saying, also.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But you know when they go on top of like Thumb Mountain or something like that?
Yeah.
Those onions look so good.
They sounded so good.
In SpongeBob, when SpongeBob eats the ketchup and onion. Who feeling me on that? SpongeBob does it better than I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, nice. Do we have any more music?
I have this one song.
What song?
It's called Baby by Brittany Howard.
Mm.
But before we do that, we do have to, our guest would like to say one more thing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they've been quiet for a little bit, and I know they've been itching to speak again. We finally got them wrangled into the show, so yeah, let them go crazy. Say what's on their mind. So yeah, we'll just get them fired up right away. Oh. Yeah, so thanks everyone for sticking through some technical difficulties on this evening show. The issue is when you get too ambitious, like 5 minutes before you walk into something, and then you become ambitious, 5 minutes out from the show, and then for minute four to minute one, you forget all about it. But because you were ambitious then, you didn't plan anything else. So this has kind of been a trial by fire. So thanks for sticking with us. But we'll be back next week too. And, maybe be a little bit more organized.
Hey guys, I am back from the bathroom. You've been listening to Boy Cousins. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for having me. I love all my fans. See you next week.
Yeah. This is the check 1-2. The check 3-4. You know who it is. You see, I tried to be everything you ever want.